you very much.
Thank you.
And let me begin by welcoming you to the Whitechapel campus of Queen Mary University of London. So what I'm going to talk about is some of our aspirations for this particular campus and what we want to do in life sciences, and put some details there, and also emphasize what are the key advantages of this particular location for this type of activity. And so in a sense, I'd like to turn things around, and rather than emphasize, or rather than approach this from the direction where we've got an opportunity here, what should we do with it, but actually say, if we want to address a critical problem in public health, what are the factors which are required to come together to enable us to achieve that, and then see what the match is between those requirements and what we have available here. So I'll be talking about this proposal for an expanded life sciences campus here in East London. The building we're in at the moment, hopefully the arrow will come up. This is the Blizzard building. We're in a lecture theatre just there at the moment. Clearly, to orient you, these are the towers of the new Royal London Hospital. And specifically, I'm going to be talking about this area here, which is now surplus to requirements of the new hospital. So to a broad generalization, the old hospital was sprawling and low rise. The new hospital is on a much more compact footprint, but is, of course, very high rise. So land is released, and so we have an opportunity. But again, what I want to do is look at the fundamentals of what we would wish to do in life sciences and see whether we have a match to the opportunities provided here. So this is the overall vision to have an expanded life sciences research campus to deliver both health and economic benefits. We heard earlier on about the problems of this area, traditionally both in terms of health and the local economy. Clearly those are related. What we wish to do on this particular campus is increase our focus on population and public health. And I want to pause at that point and take this perspective of looking at a fundamental problem, which is in fact worldwide, and seeing whether we do have a match of the requirements to satisfy that need with the opportunities we have here. And in particular, you'll be aware, at least in general terms, of the opportunities in health provision that are now anticipated based on the ability to sequence individual human genomes. And that leads on to all sorts of possibilities in terms of personalized medicine, sometimes called precision medicine. Essentially, the concept is very simple, and I'm not a clinician, but the concept is very simple. If you understand the genetic makeup of an individual, that tells you a lot about how to tailor therapeutic treatment for that particular individual and his or her needs. So let's just think about what we need to come together to enable us to make real progress in the area of genomic medicine and the clinical delivery of the benefits that derive from that. Well, first of all, you need very high-quality research in a clinical context. You need, therefore, both a very high-ranking medical school with very high achievement in research, and you need the adjacency of a large hospital with, and I'll come back to this, access to a major population. But in this area, you also need to bring together many other academic disciplines, because clearly we need clinical expertise, we need life sciences expertise, but actually you need to draw on the expertise of the human geographers, the health economists, the lawyers, the ethicists, and even scholars in the humanities. All of this needs to come together in addition to more obvious disciplines such as engineering and mathematics. So what you need is the adjacency and the input of a multi-faculty university to provide expertise in all those diverse areas. Critically, and I mentioned this, you need a population, and you need a population which is ideally, in a sense, both needy with respect to healthcare, but also interesting and amenable to taking the science forward so that we can derive maximum benefit in developing new therapeutic approaches. And finally, of course, you do need a location with development possibilities, but also you need a location which is very well connected both nationally and internationally. Now, none of that is specific to the opportunities we have here. I'm approaching this from the point of view of what are the requirements, what are the factors that are required to really take forward this area of genomic medicine and take it forward into public health benefits. So let's go through that checklist and see what we have here. Well, we have a medical school, which is very highly ranked. We have a multi-faculty university. We have one of the largest hospitals in Europe on our doorstep. We have a population through that hospital system of a couple of million people who are, as we've already heard, incredibly diverse and therefore very amenable to study through new techniques of genomic medicine, but also with acute healthcare needs, which can be satisfied through this research. And we are, again, as we've already heard, in a location which not only has land available for development, unusual for central London, but also is extraordinarily well connected. So come early 2018, we will be 35 minutes from Heathrow Airport, 15 minutes from London City Airport in the other direction. So international and national connections. And so these are all the things that have come together, enumerated on the second half of this slide here. The medical and dental schools, part of Queen Mary University of London, the multidisciplinary university, the New Royal London Hospital. We have also the Queen Mary Innovation Centre, which is just adjacent to this building, because if we get this right in terms of developing this opportunity in genomic medicine, taking it into public health, then this has enormous commercial potential. And the interest is already being shown by major pharmaceutical companies, by bioinformatics companies in this area is also very substantial. So what we're planning here then is a coming together of academic interests, clinical interests, social interests, and commercial interests to develop a major centre. And we, by major, we're not talking about the best in London in this particular area or the best in the UK. We're talking, we think, about the potential to be one of the best half dozen in the world because of these factors that are coming together. So, how are we getting on? Clearly, we need to have a major partnership with Barts Health NHS Trust, who run the Royal London Hospital, and others besides. We have the expertise that we're now bringing together in Queen Mary. But as I think I've implied, the magnitude of this opportunity is such that we need to bring together multiple partners. Other universities from across London, and indeed well beyond London, we also need to bring together partners such as the Crick Institute, industry, funders, a variety of agencies and institutions of different types. We have already made a major expansion within Queen Mary of life sciences, bringing together the various disciplines that I made reference to. And we have already established something called East London Genes and Health, which is making a start on gene sequencing of the local population and drawing conclusions concerning both rare and less rare diseases with funding from the agencies that you've shown there. And crucially, the example and the experience with East London Genes and Health is making precisely the points I was making about multidisciplinary approaches, because we need, in engaging with the local population, because essentially we are saying to those individuals, give us the most personal information that you possess, your gene sequence, they must be closely engaged with our university, they must trust Queen Mary, and they do because of the amount of effort we put into public engagement through a variety of activities deriving from multiple disciplines across the university. So we're now exploiting that connection, that relationship, in the best possible sense to enable a start on this genomic medicine work. So we believe that we will be developing this site immediately north of this location in over the coming few years. The truth is that the magnitude and ambition of this project is such that we think it's a 10-year project, but we expect to be well underway within the next 12 months or so. So I hope I managed to convey what I think is an extraordinarily exciting opportunity, not once again an opportunity which is making the most of what we happen to have here. It's an opportunity which is provided by the happy coincidence of some basic requirements for world-beating research and delivery into healthcare with the opportunities provided by this location and the partners we're able to bring together. Thank you. Stuart, we're going to